rotating fans?
Yeah, like this.
You know, they would go.
Yeah.
Every time I'd wake up, the fan would be, it would turn around to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what
it
would stop
yeah.
on the wall.
Yeah.
And I said, and I remember my aunt always had heat bumps. People don't have heat bumps anymore, like, I don't guess they do not in the city, since everybody's got air in them. But I remember she used to have this terrible heat bumps. And it would come because we had some of the hottest summers that I can remember back then. I can remember when it would be 105, 110. The years got up to 115. And people think I'm lying. You know, the asphalt that, you know, the streets paved out of now is not like the old tar streets. The streets would melt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you couldn't walk in it.
Couldn't walk in it.
Yeah.
And I remember when it was so hot in Dallas that dogs could not walk on the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
I'm not lying, you know. Yeah, you know, I see dogs, you know, and rush out and get on the cement or out on that tar, and they'd have to walk in the grass.
Uh-huh.
Dogs were sharp enough not to walk on the tar or on the sidewalk because
uh-huh.
the sidewalks were hot. That was a year I remember some news item came out that someone had put an egg on the street and the egg cooked.
Like they really cut it. You heard of that.
Yeah.
And I've never heard
it really
happened.
Yeah, it did.
Well, you know, I didn't know that it was so hot in my hometown until I left. But every time I'd tell anybody else in Wichita Falls, they'd say, oh yeah, it's the hottest place in the world. I'd go,
is it?
And then, sure enough, almost every summer we'd go here for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, the hottest place in the nation, Wichita Falls, Texas.
That's right. It's awfully hot there.
Yeah, it is. But it's dry, you know, so it's not too bad. It's kind of that way in Western,
too.
It's dry. Let's see. Did you
have
a house with a fireplace?
House with a fireplace. Yeah.
What do you call it? That thing above the fireplace where you might put plates and
I don't know. I think we call it a mantle.
Okay. There's usually a place in front of the fireplace that's brick and kind of sticks out, you know, and I guess you can sit on it, you know, when you make the fire or something. What do you call that?
I don't know.
I never called it anything yep. either. We never had a fireplace when I was growing up. What do you call those things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across? Usually metal things.
That was either, we call it either a hurt or a hot. I don't know, hey, we didn't call it hurt. I think I remember calling it a hot.
Okay. Did you ever put a great big piece of wood in the back, like at night, so that the heat would reflect out into the room? What did you have? Did you have a name for that big piece of wood at the back?
I remember my stepfather calling it something because the draft from the wind from the chimney would make the fire greater, and he would call it the big something, but I've forgotten what it was, you know. It's just, I don't remember what he called it.
A lot of these questions are like that because they're really geared towards older people. And, you know, you get somebody who's 65 or over, and they go, oh, yeah, that's a...
Yeah, let me tell you what that is.
Yeah.
I miss that, though.
But that's one of the interesting things about this is that we can see where the cutoff point is because, you know, people over such and such an age remember it. People under such and such an age don't know this question. You know, so that's good, you know. Just tell me, I don't remember that. What do you call that black stuff that goes up in the chimney, you know?
That's soot.
Okay. And, let's see. Oh, tell me what kind of... living room furniture you have usually. What kind of stuff
did
you have
here? I started to say sofa, but we call it a divan.
What, is there a difference between sofa and divan, or is that
the same thing, I guess. You know, the divan was the biggest thing in the room,
uh-huh.
and 3 or 4 people could sit on it.
Yeah, okay.